Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
I'm Emmanuel.
we are missing a female presence. We have Precious here. Precious is first time. What do you call it in football?
Debut.
Debut. Welcome, Precious.
Woo! Thank you. Let's see your shirt. Come on, do some skills.
Okay, let's take that again. So that we're not confused. Okay. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Tage.
I'm Precious.
Welcome, Precious.
Thank you very much.
Of course, you may have noticed that we're missing a female presence here. Nifemi cannot be with us today. Thanks to Nigerian connectivity issues.
Yeah,
we're recording in our studio, but Nifemi is not around. So anyway, hope you will not be offended by the full 100% male presence on this podcast today. We promise to balance it next week. Anyway, how are you guys doing?
Not bad.
Good?
Yeah. I mean, this week has been slow, but I feel we're good.
I'm caught between is NSAS ongoing or not. I don't know.
Oh, true.
I don't know if it's that's fully started here in Lagos or not.
I really doubt he can pick that form that I had before.
Yeah. If he can gain that kind of momentum.
We'll see how it goes. We are hearing that police is threatening to arraign any protesters. Anyway, I've barely had any sleep. I've not slept in like 30 hours.
You look like
so
it.
So right now...
You guys need to see how it looks.
I'm practically running on Monster energy drink. They did not sponsor this podcast.
Free adverts.
But if you work with Monster or you're a market activation agent, we're waiting for you. Anyway, so I'm very angry about many things. Yes, I mean, there are a lot of things to be angry about in Nigeria. Whether it's police brutality and all of that. But I think we're also allowed to be angry about some of the small
issues.
Maybe should I call them first world problems or second world problems or whatever it is, not third world problems. So I'm very annoyed with Google Maps right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I was in traffic all the way coming here and I could not navigate. I've been having that issue for a while now.
Mm.
Google Maps, I've noticed it for almost a month since the update went up.
Yeah,
Google Maps has not been... You can't navigate, you can't start.
Since they brought those, their funny logos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had the same experience about 10 days ago.
But I didn't experience anything like that. But I think it's for some users. Some users have experienced some fine for them.
Probably. Of course, Google has acknowledged. We reached out to Google Nigeria and they acknowledged that, they've actually seen that it's not an isolated case. Mm-hmm. Some users in Nigeria are having that issue and they're working on bug fixes. Hopefully soon, because I cannot move around Lagos without Google live Maps traffic updates. Yeah.
Wow.
I hate traffic. I just hate it.
We have to escape.
Who likes it?
Yeah?
Who likes it?
Some people do.
But you see, that Google
I'm
Maps...
I'm not going to mention it. Some people do.
That Google Maps stuff is sort of confusing sometimes. Like, why are you trying to get you away from traffic? Like, a particular day I was going home,
it led you to traffic?
No, it took me like in a circle, like away from the traffic. Yeah. Going back to where I was coming from.
Are you serious?
maybe it calculated that it would take less time or something.
No, Google Maps has its own like
shortcomings. 90% of the time it's...
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
So anyway, if you've noticed it, you're listening and you've noticed it, you're not alone. It's not network issues. Google has acknowledged it. Let's just talk about what we're talking about today.
That also reminds me. EcoCab. Remember the indigenous or...
The Nigerian
ride-hailing company that partnered with Lagos Yellow Taxis. We just heard that another company has partnered with Yellow Taxis.
Mm-mm.
And it's a whole lot of confusion.
Also, the arrangement with EcoCab is...
It's still in the battle of the partnerships. But we've reached out to the CEO of EcoCab. We've done a few research. You can expect more updates on that. I'm not giving anything away yet, so let's let's find out what's going on.
Watch out for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Zagadat.
Did I say that? Easy. Yeah, you got
Mr. Easy. The tech entertainment group.
Yeah.
What was happening with Mr. Easy? He did something very interesting over the week.
Well, I mean, he's planning to do something interesting.
Oh, yeah, he's planning to.
So yesterday he announced via a tweet that he has plans to make his fans buy shares of his music. So it's like, I mean, it's the first time I've heard something like this. I don't even understand what it means.
Yeah, what buying shares of his
music. I was actually shocked when I saw it.
Yeah. So, his reasons were for the past 5 years, he's been one of the top streaming artists, African artists, right? And he wants his fans.
All across Africa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he said, but I mean, that was a Billboard list that pegged him at it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so he wants his fans to get some cuts from music royalties, right? Mm. So, I mean, I think that's what he plans to do. And there have been comparisons, I mean, with this to what Jay-Z did a couple of years back with
Tidal, right?
Not Tidal. Something about Empire State of Mind is one of his singles that he did in partnership with some people. So I think the plan is he releases a song. So this is for his upcoming songs, upcoming singles. He releases a song. I don't even know how the whole structure will work, but when fans buy shares of the song, then they get to stream it more, which makes it more streamed than usual. Exactly.
He makes money. They make money.
Exactly.
Too.
So musical royalties will increase for him, and he gets return on investment.
So this is like angel investing, but for music.
Kind of exactly.
Devil's advocate. What if the songs are not as good as he thinks they will be?
That's the thing.
They don't have to be. That's interesting.
You will be streaming it, right?
Because you are going to make more.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to make more money.
So it sounds illegal. It sounds very illegal. But why?
But no. It's not illegal.
Now.
I mean,
it's not illegal. But
you mentioned Jay-Z, for example. Which album was that Jay-Z released a few years back in partnership with Samsung? So everybody that bought
that Samsung device
got that album.
Yeah.
And then its sales skyrocketed, and people were like, "That's cheating." But like, no, it's just smart distribution.
Marketing.
But what me I'm more interested in, I mean, it's interesting. Angel investing for music, letting the fans share. But I'm not sure how it's going to work.
Exactly.
The technicalities of it, because royalty payments and all of that. I mean, his music is on different platforms like Spotify, what's the other one called?
Audio Mac.
How is he going to arrange music Realities across all those platforms?
I think you'll make it transparent. Maybe they'll build a platform for it.
Probably
right?
Probably list the
royalties per stream, that kind of thing, right? Okay. Then maybe everybody will get to see where they're putting their money in.
Mm.
So there'll be like a platform for it now.
Exactly, yeah. So there'll be a platform for it.
Okay.
Interesting to see, considering how difficult it is for content creators to get royalties
in
Nigeria. Especially a lot of them that use what they call these content aggregators. So they don't, because a lot of these platforms they don't deal with individuals.
They can't just
keep up. So they either deal with labels
or
there's what they call those guys.
The content aggregators.
Or something that help you
put their music on all those platforms.
Hardly any transparency. But one thing I've noticed that maybe people are glossing over, a tweet from November where it was with Paystack CEO
and
Shola, and these other two faces that I'm not sure I'm seeing.
But it looks...
it's looking like maybe a Paystack partnership is brewing.
Hmm. Integration, it's possible. It's possible, yeah.
Yeah. It's very possible.
Actually, I did not notice that until you just said it now.
Yeah.
It just seemed like they just, probably catching up and having dinner together.
Mr. Easy is a business.
True.
I mean, before he went into music, he was a startup co-founder, Obiwizi.
Obiwizi, yeah.
That is still running now.
Yeah, he's still running.
Although, he's no longer a part of it. And
he's a board member of one payment company in the UK.
Oh, which one is that?
PowerPay.
Wow. PowerPay. I mean, the guy practically lives in the UK now anyway. He has come to UK boy.
Yeah, he's a UK boy.
Well, I guess we'll take it easy and see what happens.
Take it easy and see what happens. Okay, still talking about startups and bringing the startup model to music. Let's talk about startups now. More insights from our West African Startup Decade
report.
Very interesting.
Yeah, this is it's interesting. At the same time, it shows the dependency we have on foreign guys. So from the Decade report, we noticed that 51 startups, right,
mm-hmm.
raised
$1 million or more over the past decade from 2010, 2019.
That's West African startups.
West African startups, right? So out of these 51 startups, 21 of them went to accelerators. So accelerators are like Y Combinator, the US-based accelerator. Also US-based accelerator, TechStars, and 500 startups. So yeah, apparently, CityHub had only one startup in the list. So yeah, back to what I was saying, right? So 21 of these 51 startups went through these accelerators. And it shows the, like I said earlier, shows how much these startups want to go to these foreign accelerators, why they go to these foreign accelerators in the first place. So we spoke to the CEO of OnePipe, Okwe Adeoye, and one of the reasons why they needed to do that was, you know, to find product market fit. We spoke to Benjamin of Bipower. For them, they had to raise more funds, right? So it just shows that, okay, because these voids cannot be filled in our local markets, these guys take their startups to the international markets. And, you know, when they do that, there's also the opportunity of them to raise more funds after they leave these accelerators, right? So it's a win-win game for them.
I feel like you're glossing over the other side of the story. 30 of them
didn't go to accelerators. And apparently, they raised more money than this.
In total, the ones that went to accelerators. One particular startup is responsible for a huge chunk of
But when you look at it, these startups that went to accelerator, are they not newer startups, like younger startups?
Yeah, exactly. So like maybe like from 2015 till now. So they're like the new crop of startups, like you just said.
That's kind of when the rise of African startups
going through YC.
Like Paystack,
Apparently, yeah. So, like you just said, the ones that raised the most money, the two major ones were before this era, like Paystack went 2016 to Y Combinator, right? Mm. So, I mean, it shows that, well, I think the balance might shift in the long run.
Mm. Yeah, as we continue to see more. Yes, I mean,
because most of them are going to.
There was a startup we reported about last week that raised from YC, right?
Yes, CreditPal.
CreditPal. So we'll continue to see more of those guys.
I mean, off the top of your head, can you mention a popular Nigerian startup that didn't go to YC? I said Piggyvest.
I think there might be a shift. How about Africa in general? Okay, even Africa and from Ivory Coast also. No,
Africa didn't go to YC.
Oh, they didn't go to YC. Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay, interesting stuff. But anyway, talking about startups having to go to foreign accelerators to raise funds, back in the local space, there are some policy in Nigeria. Let's come back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Some policies that are trying to encourage startups to,
raise money from
local sources. So, Emmanuel, you did a story on that.
Yeah, so the Nigerian Stock Exchange is telling startups and SMEs that, okay, instead of taking your startup abroad to go and source for funding, just come here and... Why are you laughing? So, yeah, they're introducing a growth board. So, this growth board is for small, high-growth startups or SMEs that are not at the level of big corporate giants like, say, GT Bank or Access Bank and Dangote Cement. But they are actually making waves and generating lots of revenues. And
so, like, like normal startups?
Yeah, that's normal kind of startups.
Small.
So... The growth board, the entry requirements, it's like you are listing on Nigerian Stock Exchange, but on a different platform. The entry requirements are less, and it says you're able to expose yourself to more investors, meet several regulatory requirements. There are a whole lot of institutional benefits that you stand to gain, especially in the Nigerian context. The thing is, a board like that already exists. It's called the ASEM market, the Alternative Securities Market. That has been existing since, like, when Nigeria Stock Exchange came into existence. Meant for the same thing, high-growth businesses.
Mm-hmm. And small, has not been functioning.
It's just nine SMEs have been listed, and the market has been trading negatively, consistently. Few investments and... So a lot of things, like what Tage was just referring to now about startups going abroad for funding, it's not just, okay, having access to fund, but the entire structure of the market does not encourage people to
actually want to list on
Nigeria Stock Exchange. Like Jumia, when they wanted to IPO, they went to the New York Stock Exchange. Iroko TV wants to IPO.
London Stock Exchange. Same with Interswitch.
But I think Interswitch wants to do like a dual listing. So that might be nice. So it's a whole lot of
So what's to stop this new one from going the
other way?
Well, they added a lot more incentives, but I feel the structural problems in Nigeria.
Did they add a committee to that?
Problems in Nigeria, they have to be resolved. I mean, Naira is always falling. So exactly. you invest 300 Naira today and your money increases to 500 Naira tomorrow. It's still $1 you have there.
That's even the issue. That's the issue.
Instead, we have $1 and your money increased. Like, so a lot of things has to be considered. And of course, check out the article. And of course, check out the article I wrote last week about why foreign investments keep dominating Nigerian startup space.
We'll add the link to
we'll add the link to the episode space.
Yeah, all the links to all the articles mentioned will be in the description. Of course, the links to the West African Startup Decade Report, which you can purchase, also there. It has other insights apart from the thing about accelerators. Another insight we revealed this week, Nifemi, she's not here to talk about it, was how many of the founders had a bachelor's degree. So
the old Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, dropping out of school.
The funny thing is, that story reminded me of people like Sheun of Naira Land,
who dropped out of OAU,
was leading his class.
Are you serious?
Dropped out, and Mark Zuckerberg left Harvard, if I'm not mistaken, 2004 to start Facebook. Sheun left OAU 2005 to start Naira Land.
Interesting.
Naira Land is still running. Naira Land is still the big one of the biggest sites in Nigeria. What if Naira Land had also raised
money and
money do you think maybe Sheun could probably be a billionaire? And what if Sheun was not open as media shy as he is? It's like it's very hard to grasp to get a hold of Sheun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it the Nigerian market that we blame? Or is it Sheun's choice?
You must have seen that photo. You must have seen that photo. When Zuckerberg and Bill Gates drop out, they become billionaires. Well, if Nigerian graduates drops out, they become conductors.
We don't know what Sheun is. We don't.
Yeah, true. We don't actually.
We don't know what is what.
He would have been worth more if he was more open and... I don't know.
It's not compulsory. Must he raise...
Well, the more you raise,
he has grown the. Yes, you can complain that maybe he doesn't have user retention because most people go via search. I don't know when last I logged into my account, but I just go
even
via
search. Expansion, for example, like it's just like kind of limited to Nigeria. That kind of stuff.
In state quarter, that's where the office is.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyways, apart from him, like I think there are several people who dropped out of school and they are running businesses offline. Doing fine, but they're not
billionaires.
Not that they're billionaires.
True. But so I mean, like in the tech space, in the tech space, it's not just feasible for you to drop out. I mean, investors, it's showing in our report. Investors like to invest if they know you have a degree.
So, not just a degree, even an MBA.
A master's.
I mean, there's even an argument of having a. Like, if there is a bachelor holder in Nigeria and the one in the US, you probably invest in the one in the US before. I don't know about that, but I'm saying it's possible.
Depends on the school you went to. I mean,
true.
Yeah, but anyway, interesting insights. And the Sheun thing, I've always wanted to explore it. Maybe one of these days, it's been longer, I've written something. Like, I really need to explore that thing. But yeah, I just find it very interesting. Now.
Can you get
as if he talks? Sheun.
we got very close one time.
That's Samuel
time,
maybe.
Somewhere, right?
Very, very close. We got very close, but that guy is slippery eel. Anyway, like I said, links to everything we mentioned on the podcast in the episode notes. Don't forget our sister podcast, Built in Africa. We're releasing a bunch of awesome episodes in December. Very awesome episodes. Listen to interviews with founders, their thought process, how they go through the challenges of running a startup in Africa. Very interesting. Check that out. And am I forgetting anything? Okay, if you're listening for the first time,
where can they get the podcast? Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and of course, you can visit our website, podcast.techpoint.africa.
Yeah.
And anywhere else you get your podcast. And of course, if you're using Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, don't forget to share, drop a like and or a review.
We would appreciate that very much. Quickly tell them about the Digital Policy Summit.
Okay, so please don't forget. On January 27, we'll be hosting the biggest and brightest minds in the crypto space in Nigeria. Don't forget the Naira, or any of our currencies, we don't have confidence in it again. So, yeah, Tej.
Let's not turn to which country was that?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah. So let's not start packing money in our hands to buy biscuits. So yeah, we're looking at.
I can't buy Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. So on 27th of January, don't forget, we'll be a business conference, a technical conference. Grab your ticket at currency.techpoint.africa.
We'll put the link there also.
Yeah.
Precious, on your debut, do you have any?
Yes.
Messages. Anything to say?
The pandemic is still raging.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus is still real. Mask up. If you can't, please stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Heritage, do you have any?
Yeah, stay safe, guys.
Stay safe.
Till next time.
Yeah, of course. Reminder, next week will be our last episode for the year. We'll be taking a break. We will miss you, just like we're missing Nifemi now. Nifemi, if you're listening, we're missing you. But Built in Africa is not taking a break. So while TechPoint Africa podcast will be taking a break, Built in Africa is not taking a break. So we want to see you there. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Share, like, and so yeah, watch out for us next week. Take care, guys. Bye.
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 For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.